Good morning. Today, Saturday, May 16, is an important day for University of Hawaii students because the undergraduates are graduating in the morning and those with advanced degrees are graduating in the afternoon. This is an important day as students transition to a work society. Through the advances of technology, science, and economics, man's dreams have been made possible. At the same time, it has increased greed and an egocentrism. In Jodo Shinshu, we are awakened to the realization that the compassion of the Tathagata embraces all men equally and constantly. This helps us to realize our true nature and to be able to deal with the greed, anger, and hatred that lies deep within us. In this age of technology, we aim to do things quickly and get answers faster. When I watch the young people with their iPhones or smartphones, I am amazed. They can find anything or almost anything on that tiny device. They can locate the best restaurants, do a map quest to get directions, answer difficult questions by asking their phone, actually talking to their phone, and email or text people around the world. It is amazing how quickly word travels through social media. Before we can pick up a phone, someone has texted a message via a smartphone. In this fast-paced life, religion becomes more important. This is a time when it appears more is better, but in reality, less is more impactful. As I converse with friends who are in their 70s and 80s, we share strategies for cleaning up clutter, letting go of material things, giving away stored items, and living more simply. Although we continue to have luncheon get-togethers, it also has become fun to walk around a park and talk about daily life or to get together and make crafty items. I enjoy a walk around Magic Island at dusk and a simple dinner while looking at the ocean and the rippling waves. Excerpts from the book The Center Within by Gyome Kubose states, Buddhism means to learn simplicity. Life is simple and therefore beautiful. It is just as birds sing and flowers bloom, very natural, very simple. Life should not be analyzed. Enlightenment is a direct, intuitive knowing of who one is. This is Buddhism. All the teachings can be reduced to know yourself. To know oneself is to know that this very self is constantly changing. Life is a continuous becoming. It is not something you possess. Realizing this, you live a new life each day. Live life directly and simply. A flower is beautiful because it blooms without pretension, without artificiality. Blooming is reality. Blooming is life. Blooming is the means and the end. This is how it should be in your life too. Reverend Kubose then continues with, Life is like a spring gushing forth from within the earth. From the bottom of life, continuous new life springs out, so simple, so clean. Live this pure life. Drink at this spring of life and live accordingly, without pretension, without artificiality. It is this kind of simplicity that Buddhism teaches. I remember as a youngster visiting my grandfather's farm in Pearl City, which in those days was considered country. We would pack our food and head out to the farm to have lunch with my grandparents. In those days, life was simple. Just as Reverend Kubose mentions, the spring of life is like the spring of water that bubbles up from the earth. On my grandfather's farm, I could see the bubbling water that was so clean and clear. I remember cupping my hands and drinking the clear spring water and enjoying it. so cool and refreshing. And life was clean and simple. I could drink that water without fear of getting ill. Like that spring, our life can be lived appreciating the beauty around us and living every moment fully. Knowing oneself, we can live our life appreciating the beauty, appreciating and understanding dukkha or suffering that also surrounds us, and making each day a new day. As this warmer weather comes upon us, as the flowers bloom, as the sun shines upon us, let us too bloom with a life that is beautiful and true. May every day be a first day. May every day be a new day. To our graduates, I congratulate you on your accomplishment and encourage you to live your life appreciating all who touched you and appreciate at the same time the teachings. May the Nembutsu guide you as you face new challenges. Our graduates will have a new outlook as they find employment or continue with further education. The excitement of this new life can also be overwhelming. Speaking of overwhelming, I recently visited a care home where many elderly seniors have moved in after losing their spouse or, you know, because they can no longer live at home by themselves. The people I met shared their stories of moving from a large home into a small apartment. That was overwhelming for them, but they learned to simplify and to let go of many of their attachments. They could not bring all of their treasured items into the tiny unit, so they had to let go. It was difficult and overwhelming, but once they let go, they felt a sense of relief, like weight lifted off their shoulders. Living life at any age means looking at ourselves, understanding who we are, and letting life take its course. If letting go of items is something that needs to be done, let them go. If simplifying life is needed, simplify. As the graduates look back and reflect on their accomplishments, we too can look back and remember our founder, Shinran Shonin, whose birthday will be honored on Thursday, May 21. This day is a nice time to remind us of the need to reflect on our life and to see if we are living a life filled with the many teachings of Shinran Shonin. Life is unpredictable and fleeting, so we must make the most of this one life that we have, living it fully. Like the beating of a taiko, every beat is to be enjoyed, breathing in, breathing out, with the rhythm of the moment. The value and importance of this moment, of appreciating this moment, uplifts us and motivates us to carry on. This appreciation for all that happens to us, for all that is around us, for all that we are, makes our path in life so wonderful and powerful. Kansha, or gratitude, is a word known by the person who is aware of the self, and it reflects the person's actions. The most important thing is to know oneself. And this was written in the BDK book, Mutually Sustaining Life. This kansha of gratitude, or gratitude, transcends all actions by others. It is a gratitude for all that comes our way, even the negatives. When someone says ill of us and tells us that we are bossy, it is with gratitude that we say, "Thank you for making me aware of myself." The kansha is an acceptance that goes beyond our ego self and truly appreciates the goodness of others. As Jodo Shinshu, we understand this. May we all live the life of the Nembutsu and follow the teachings of Shinran Shonin. May we live each day in gratitude and joy. May we transition from one phase of life to another gracefully as we appreciate each moment. No matter what the moment, let us see the beauty of the blooming flower, the joy of each new experience, and fully live our life in the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.